Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, October the 29th. A rainy day, to say the least. Chilly as well. Temperatures in the mid to high 40s. So we're going to have one of those days, I guess, that give us finally the opportunity to say that autumn is right here with us. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Argentina. They had elections down there. There's also talk of an impeachment vote in the House of Representatives. And then an interesting story that I saw, that there's apparently some tension in Canada. And some people up there talking about dividing Canada, or at least separating what they like to call the Western provinces from the Canadian, the nation, I guess, to walk away from the nation. So it's an interesting story. I don't think it's going to work anytime soon, but it's an interesting thought. But I want to begin with a story that I just saw very quickly this morning, and that is that former Vice President Biden was denied communion by a priest in one of the Carolinas, South or North Carolina. I think it's South Carolina, or maybe now, I'm not sure which one of the two anyway, doesn't matter. But he was denied communion, and the reason he was denied communion is because former Vice President Biden is now talking very openly about abortion. You know, this is a guy who used to be pretty conservative on the subject. I mean, he was pretty much one of these guys who said, you know, abortion, very rare, only in dire circumstances, threat to the mother's life, that kind of thing. But now, in order to pander to the left of the party, he's basically just repeating the same nonsense that many of the others are saying about abortion, you know, after 20 weeks, or abortion, what they like to call late-term abortion. And a priest in one of the Carolinas said, no, I'm not going to give you a commission I'm not going to give you communion because you're not being a very good Catholic. You know, I'm happy to see that. I really am. Because I think it's time for many of these Catholic Democrats to confront the reality that by supporting abortion, they are violating one of the basic principles of the Catholic Church, which is supporting life and life for the unborn. So this is a good bit of news. I'm happy to see it. And I like to see this happen to more of them as they try to have communion, where they are simply rejected and said, no, you're not going to get communion because, you know, you can't talk the way you talk during for 6 days out of the week and then come in here on Sunday and pretend that you're a Catholic. And I think it's a wonderful move on the part of this priest in one of the Carolinas. And as I said before, I like to see this happen more. I would love to see this happen more and more and more, where these Democrats are forced to confront the reality that you cannot be a practicing Catholic and support abortion. It is not possible. Simply not possible. So cheers. Congratulations to the priest who denied former Vice President Biden abortion. And I got to tell you something about former Vice President Biden. I think it's really a shame the way he has, in order to win this nomination, in order to fit in really into this new crazy left-wing party, it's really sad to see him go down that road. It would have been so much more refreshing if he had stood his ground on many of these issues like he did before when he was a senator as well as a vice president. So anyway, good news about that priest who denied Vice President Biden communion. Let's talk a little bit about Argentina. Our topic of the day. They had elections out in Argentina on Sunday, and when it's all said and done, the left got 48% of the vote. The center right, or the incumbent President Macri, got 40% roughly, so it's about an 8-point difference. And then the other 11% was divided by a group of parties. I'm not exactly sure what their ideological position is. I don't know where they stand on most of the issues. But the bottom line is that Argentina will have a new president come December. This new president comes from the center left. So clearly this is a person who has more in common with the previous government that Macri defeated 4 years ago, and someone who I think has a more populist attitude about the country's problems. By the way, there is a name coming back into the political picture in Argentina, and that is the former president of Argentina, the former first lady of Argentina, now the vice president-elect of Argentina, Cristina Fernandez. I mean, just politics aside, that's a pretty incredible story. First, you're the first lady, then you become president, and then you're defeated, and now you become vice president. I think that's a pretty interesting story. But of course, the problem that the left faces now, the problem that the left faces in Argentina, there are really two problems. The first one is that the economic issues are very complicated, and they're not going to get fixed with speeches and lots of demagoguery. It's just not going to work. The country's problems are very, very structural. Argentina is a country that really could use a complete and total cleanup. I mean, they need a total and complete tune-up of their economic system, and they almost need to start all over again and say, you know what, you know, we're throwing out the past and we're starting brand new. Unfortunately, that's obviously easier said than done, politically, that is. So the country will now have a new president who is going to have a very difficult time keeping all those promises that they made to the people, because they cannot create jobs. They're not going to be able to spend money. They're under some severe restrictions as far as the IMF and everything else. So, you know, they don't have that many options. That's what I'm trying to say. The other issue is, of course, that the peso, the currency of the country, is just collapsing. The inflation rate is 50%. I mean, this reminds you a great deal, kind of reminds you a little bit of Argentina at one time before. I mean, we've seen this movie before. It reminds you a little bit of Chile, really, also, during Allende. So it's just a very bad situation. The left comes in, they're going to make a bunch of promises. I know they're going to tell everybody what they want to hear, but they're not going to be able to deliver. And that's all going to make, of course, their task of governing that much more difficult. The other problem that they have is their new vice president-elect, the aforementioned Cristina Fernandez. This is a woman who has more ethical baggage than a loaded 747. I mean, this woman has more problems, scandal and scandal. I understand she's in the middle of some investigations. I mean, there's just, this woman is like a walking scandal. So you have to wonder what impact are all of these problems going to have on the new administration. I mean, I understand she's only the vice president, but I mean, she is the vice president. She's number two now in running the country. So I just think that this is going to be very difficult for the left to get anything done. And if the conservative or the right center party, President Macri or whoever is going to succeed him, if they play their cards right, they could very easily come back to power, because I think these people are just going to mess things up very badly. And hopefully in 4 years or sometime down the road, the people of Argentina will realize that they didn't improve themselves by going left. And then maybe they can come back to a more center-right position, which is where President Macri was. Now, a lot of people were critical of President Macri for not being tougher, for not going the distance with reforms, for not actually being willing to go the distance. And, you know, I don't know enough about politics down in Argentina to say whether that was right or wrong. I did hear that a lot from many people who were disappointed with Macri. But the bottom line is the people of Argentina have made a decision. I think they made the wrong decision, and we'll see how it all works out. But it's going to be very, very tough, I think, for the new government in Argentina to get anything done. It's just going to be very, very hard. Let me tell you quickly here about my friend Carlos Guedes, who is a local musician. He's from Venezuela, and we love talking about Carlos. In fact, we have a link to his website on our show information, and I want you to click on that and see where he's playing around town and check him out. He's an absolutely wonderful musician. He's a great guy. He and his wife Luisa are from Venezuela, and they're just wonderful people. Wonderful people. And I'm going to ask you to click on that link. Check him out, learn more about him, and I think you're going to become a huge fan of his music, just like we are on the radio show. We're going to take a little break. I want you to hear a little bit of Carlos, and we'll be right back. little bit of the music of my good friend Carlos Guedes, just an absolutely wonderful musician, and you need to check out that link and see about his music as well as to where he's playing in the Dallas area. Well, we talked a little bit about elections in Argentina. There's some elections up in Canada. They had them last week, and Prime Minister Trudeau was reelected. Well, not technically reelected, but he was able to put together, I guess, a coalition to stay in power. And there's some real problems in Canada. The nation has always been divided culturally, I guess, over the years. But now you've got the provinces out west talking about actually walking away from Canada and forming their own country. I don't think it's going to happen, at least anytime soon. But it shows once again the populist, the populist rivers that are flowing around the world. I mean, more and more people around the world are rejecting government, not because they hate government, because a lot of government has become very expensive. It doesn't necessarily give you anything back for all the taxes you're paying, and certainly up in Canada they're paying horrific taxes. And also, I think there's a rebellion against political correctness. I really think that's part of it. The rebellion, and of course, nobody is more politically correct than Justin Trudeau. I mean, he's almost the face of political correctness in North America. So interesting. Keep an eye on what's happening up in Canada. Some real tensions between the West, the Western provinces, and Prime Minister Trudeau. We're going to try to get somebody, my friend Brian up in Canada. We're going to try to get him in someday and talk a little bit about this situation up there. Well, the Democrats are talking about holding an impeachment vote. And of course, it's all a big sham. It's not really going to be an up and down vote on starting impeachment. It's going to be, again, they're going to dress it up a little bit. It's like an impeachment inquiry. So they can say, well, we're having a vote and we're having public hearings. But it's not really an impeachment vote where everybody votes yes or no, whether or not to start impeachment or whether or not to have articles of impeachment, because they don't really have any articles of impeachment. They don't have anything really to hang their head on, except they keep delaying and delaying and delaying this, hoping they'll find something, I suppose, but also hoping that they can keep a lot of their left-wing base happy. I mean, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has a terrible situation. She's in a terrible situation, I should say. On one hand, she's got to keep all these people happy who wanted to impeach President Trump the night he was elected. I mean, it's ridiculous. These people have been talking impeachment even before the guy became president. And then on the other hand, she has a bunch of representatives representing more conservative districts. These were the so-called moderates elected in 2018 who were elected on the grounds that, you know, we want to go to Washington and get things done. We're sick and tired of all the partisanship. And we just want to get things done, and we want to get there to get things done. Well, those people, of course, are not crazy to talk about impeachment because they would rather talk about health care because that's why they went to Washington. So this is a real problem that the speaker has, and obviously she doesn't really have any way of fixing it because she cannot please both sides. There's no way you can please the left or the moderates in the party. So she's playing all these games, and I think that the Republicans should be fighting back. And I thought what Senator Graham did the other day with that resolution in the Senate, he's got 50 votes already in the Senate, that resolution basically condemning the way the House is doing things. Keep it up. The Democrats need to have an up and down vote, yes or no on impeachment. That's what they need. I'm not sure they're going to do that, though. I don't think they're going to do it. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.